B-Pod Studios.
Okay, you guys, the microphones are on. Everybody is here. It is a Rap Party podcast for Wednesday. What did you
say? You only got two more days left until vacation. It's not the Titanic, okay?
I said I feel like I'm on the Titanic. Sinking ship.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever felt like that at work, y'all, where you're just like, ugh. And I love what I do. I love laughing and being a comedian and making you laugh and entertaining you and joking and but sometimes you're like, I need a break. I need 2 weeks just to disconnect.
Totally agree.
And it's not between you two. It's the business.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Like I had issues with the computer today that I never have, and it's like, yeah. I can't touch this computer screen one more time. I need like at least a 3-day weekend. We haven't had any days off since, well, a month ago for Thanksgiving, but we powered through since August 18th, y'all.
Yeah, but you know, Thanksgiving doesn't count because you're with your family and you're having to deal with all that crap. And
31 days in October kills us.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, you guys have way different jobs than we do, I'm sure.
I know. Could you imagine and you have your own issues. Out, laborer? Building a house or something?
Yeah, they want to punch us in the face right now.
But at least they get to shut off. Like, I tell Amanda that. Like, at least if you have another job where you have your issues, like, I'm jealous of my buddy who's got a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at a computer screen. I think he does, like, finance stuff for one of the major corporations. And you know what? At 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, he shuts off. And on Friday, he doesn't turn back on until 9 a.m. Monday morning, and that's so nice.
See, Sterling, my partner, has an office job, and he cannot do that. He's always something business.
Oh, my gosh.
Popping up.
Your man, works until 12 o'clock at night. Like, he never shuts up.
Sterling literally worked till midnight. But when I did 911, that was the beauty of it, too. After my 911 shift, because it literally is a shift, I didn't open up email. Didn't even think it. The idea of getting the email sent to my phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Like, I emailed somebody with the Panthers last night at 8:35 p.m. and DM'd or CC'd Nicole on it, you know? So, all right. Anyway, let's start off
Let's just keep bitching about our job.
let's start off with the podcast, because we asked people to text us at 704-570-9595 and tell us where you listen to the podcast from, because we're curious about who podcasts us. And
I was surprised. There's a lot of people. And by the way, a lot of people in different places to which I want to come visit. Like the person in New York City. Hi.
Las Vegas, 864, said podcast listener in Vegas.
Vegas, hello. Want to come meet you.
717, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm sure it's nice.
How about this? Podcast listener from Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Love it down there.
I'm going to respond to everybody.
Just you know what? Just send me a DM and I'll be your. If you have an extra bedroom.
The podcast listener from Las Vegas, we can tell when someone texts us. They've never texted us before. What should we say back? Always bet on black, or I'll take it. Thanks for taking the gamble on us.
Even reds. Thanks for taking the gamble on us.
So you see what I did there?
Yeah, I see it.
All right, I'm texting him back. So it's funny because as you listen to this, Las Vegas. Today, you're going to know that I just texted you.
Meanwhile, at home, hours before you listened to this, you got the text message, and you didn't think that there was a whole thing about it.
Right.
But there was.
Let's see. We got some more. And it was weird, too. Like, here's one, 839, podcast listener in Pennsylvania. Podcast listener in New York City. So people listen to the podcast in the morning.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, just a question. Why not listen to the show and then go back later and listen to, like, the Rap Party or the other podcasts?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you can stream the show.
Bring us a cheesesteak, I'm saying to the Philly listener.
Okay.
Hey, people listen to podcasts in weird ways.
Philly, is it Gino? Is it Gino's or Pat's? Which one do you like? Let us know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the cheesesteak wars down there.
I know. I was West Philadelphia, born and raised.
I'm all about Pat's.
On the playground where you spent most of your days?
Yep. And then I jumped in a cab and I said, yo, Holmes, Bel Air, Bennett.
Can we talk about how he's having to run away from violence?
What?
Don't ruin the Fresh Prince.
What? Just saying.
Dude, I mean, there were so many, like in the 70s and 80s and even into the early 90s, there were so many sitcoms that were just wrong.
Yeah.
Like the Drummonds. the rich white guy adopts the two black kids and gives them the life of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's messed up.
But anyway, so the other big thing that happened on the show today was producer Nicole did not get a Christmas card from Roy.
Nope.
We have the card posted, by the way, at the MRL show on our Insta.
Beautiful card.
You can go look at that. And Roy's reason for not giving him the Christmas card to Nicole was you played kind of the family.
I just didn't think she'd be into that. I didn't think she'd want that. You know, it. I had a very limited amount, and there were people that, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't make the cut, by the way, and I didn't think she would appreciate it.
Where is this picture from, by the way? You two look very handsome. You're in a button-down
that
I've never seen you wear before.
It looks like, wait, can I guess? It looks, it's you're definitely uptown, but it looks like you're outside of Eddie V's.
Nope, not outside Eddie V's. I'm at the Mint Museum. Just finished a drink, and I was about to walk over to the theater for some performance over there.
Who took this picture?
My friend Taylor.
It'd be awesome if you said a stranger.
Nope, my friend Taylor. Oh, you know what? It was the night of the breast cancer Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, gotcha.
So I went out to Dancing with the Stars and donated money. And
I forgot you danced at that.
I didn't dance at that. I just donated and watched.
Well, that's why I forgot.
Yeah, but they did a wonderful thing. It was raising money for the Pink House.
Here we go. Let's get into this, because I feel like what you're saying today, which is you didn't think she wanted it, takes me back to when I didn't invite you guys not once but twice to my son's birthday party, because I felt like you guys didn't want to go. And I was like, I don't even want to put them in the position to have to drive out to Ballantyne, go see a six-year-old, a magician or a reptile expert. Like, forget it.
I will forever be scarred.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And saddened and hurt.
Yeah,
by
let me tell you why your thought process is so wrong there.
No, I'm saying I agree with you. I understand what you're saying.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing, because you invited us to one party and we all went, and then you never then invited us again. It'd be weird if I sent Nicole a holiday card and then I won, then just stopped.
The reason why you guys don't get invited again is because now Dean's inviting his friends. Like when you guys first got invited, he was like 2 or 3 years old and didn't have a ton of friends and didn't know what was going on.
So
you guys want to be around a bunch of 6-year-olds and now 7-year-olds watching them jump at a trampoline park?
They're watching them. We're there to celebrate with you and
don't
him.
Worry about it.
Do you know how much my son loves older kids?
I know. Cash needs to come. Cash will get invited this year. He's old enough now. He's 3.
You didn't invite him last year.
He was 2.
We were hurt.
You all were hurt. Even Nicole was hurt. And then my wife was all mad at me because she asked me, and I go, don't invite them. They don't want to go on a Saturday morning.
And I'm all in for a good some drinks and food.
Yeah,
but I get it, buddy. I'm in the same boat as you. I understand that you don't want to throw it out there because you don't want people to have to feel.
I don't think it's the same thing because you invited me before. And
Yeah, but what did you just say to Nicole? Why didn't she get a Christmas card?
I don't think she's into him.
That's so. I don't think you're into going to a 6-year-old birthday party.
How many Christmas cards do you get a year, Nicole?
She at least got 2 from
two.
I would say this year is the most I've gotten with you guys so far. I've gotten 7, but I do know 2 more that's on the way.
Hang them up or do you throw them away?
I put them on the refrigerator until the new year.
And see, I immediately trash mine. I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
And by the way, we made a joke this morning on the air that Nicole didn't have a refrigerator. That's why Roy didn't send it to her.
or we have a mini fridge like a UNCC student.
She lives in a studio apartment or something.
What about Kylie? Does she get any cards?
No.
All your side.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I was 23, just turned 24, I didn't get any either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 28 now.
What about, are you going to do one next year?
I didn't realize she was that much younger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole dropped her off at high school the other day.
I'll pick you up from school, sweetheart. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Parents aren't allowed in the pickup line until after 3. No, that's Kylie's, my girlfriend. What about, like, you doing one, you and Finn? next year?
So I always take a picture with Santa Paws with Finley, and I send it to my mom. So my mom can sends that to our family for Christmas cards.
So she includes you in her Christmas cards?
Yeah, her Christmas card is me. It's always me and the pets, but it just goes to family.
Does anybody get the Christmas card from the family or friend who says, here's a wrap-up of my family for 2019?
Yeah, my old coworker in Raleigh, Erica, does that. She'll do
like
a
explain
whole,
the year?
Yeah, and it's front and back.
Y'all haven't gotten my card yet, have you?
Is that what you do? Oh, my God.
Well, I do a card where, first of all, you guys are going to get a picture this year with a bunch of people you don't know who they are. On
that's good. Is it the damn like card from Instagram that we've all seen the picture of where you are celebrating the baby?
Or is it an unreleased photo?
No, it's my, like, it's everybody together with the snow.
We've seen the pictures on
Instagram.
Yeah,
we've seen that.
And then the back is three pictures. One is
garbage.
One is of, I think this is an unreleased one, of me, Cash, Dallas, and Elena. Then the baby, the confetti
exclusive
cannon in the middle, and then Elena and Cash on the right-hand side. But then underneath, I just put, like, what happened this year.
Right. What'd you put?
What happened?
Got preggers.
Yeah, I put Cash started a new school. We bought a new home.
Got a new au pair.
Got a new au pair.
Got a
and
new car.
Best of all, no, I didn't put the car in there. But best of all, we're expecting a new bundle of joy. So.
So you recapped the year.
Yeah. I don't think that's weird.
No, it's not. But
Dallas's family writes whole Christmas letters, like whole pages.
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
There's a really, really funny clip in the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence that I want to insert into the podcast here because it's about they're all at this prison in like the 1930s and nobody can read. And then a letter comes from a family member and every single thing about the letter is bad. So hold on. Listen to this.
Look, it's from your mama's neighbor, Mrs. Tidwell. Mm-hmm. You know who that is? Miss Tidwell, she thought you ought to know that your second cousin, Bo, died. Mm-hmm. Bo died, and your other cousin, Sally, on your daddy's side, she died. Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently your sister died, too.
Jenny?
I don't want to say Marlene here. Marlene died. Oh, no, Marlene. Jenny died, too. Jenny and Marlene both.
Oh, my gosh.
Jenny goes on for a while about how crop didn't come in on account of the frost. Finish up with, it's been a big tornado in which your mama and your daddy were both killed. Well, don't worry, because she's going to take care of the dog. That is, if it gets over the worms.
Dog had worms.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know. Anytime I can help out.
Jesus.
Anybody else got something they want read?
Everyone said no.
Yeah, I always find that funny. But that's the way it is when you have letters from neighbors and stuff who you grew up with. That's an old school thing. Like my Italian neighbor in New Jersey sends that out. Like, and they're talking about grandkids like we know who they are. We haven't spoken to the neighbor in 15 years, let alone, you know, little Bobby. And like little Bobby's in karate and doing really well. And, you know, Jackie got married. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I think that's why you send the picture cards so that, you know, like I have family members that haven't met Cash. That we still send cards to.
Yeah, that's the idea. The picture cards are the best.
Yeah.
They really are. So, all right, well, that is a wrap party podcast for today, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Two more shows here on the MRL show on live radio, 6 to 10. And we're really excited because Greasy Keys is coming in Friday morning. It's now confirmed. He plays the organ and the keyboard at Bojangles Coliseum for the Checkers. So he's going to be here to help us Christmas carol live. We normally karaoke Christmas carols. This time we're doing it a little different.
I wonder if he could do our rejoins and
now
back to the Man You've Warned the Rim morning show.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun. All right. We'll see everybody. Make sure you text us and tell us where you're listening to us from the podcast, 704-570-9595. Thanks,
bye,
everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.